The comfort of a cup of tea that's about to get more expensive. Kim Eldridge lives with her mother in publicly subsidized housing. It has damp, uninsulated walls that leak heat during cold weather, and they fear that energy price hike will make heating their home this winter impossible.
The whole flat is riddled with mould and damp. We've not even hit winter yet and people can't afford to pay their bills. I don't know how anyone is going to survive this winter without sitting shivering in their homes. Bills have already doubled. They're looking to double again. It just doesn't make any sense.
The jump in wholesale and consumer fuel prices comes at a time when some energy companies have reported record profit. While some companies have pledged grants to help consumers, the raising of the price cap is still expected to have a devastating effect on millions of households. The energy price cap set by the government regulator every 3 months limits what a household pays for each unit of energy. This still means a household's bill can still go up if more gas or electricity is used. The cap takes into account the cost of maintaining and operating energy networks and builds in a profit margin for energy suppliers. But it's mainly dependent on wholesale energy prices, which are at unprecedented highs. While households will get a discount, many say it will not be enough to help the most vulnerable.
The solution needs to be that we need emergency financial support, especially for those most in need. That's over and above the amount that's already been pledged by the government. And we need that to help stop more people falling into fuel poverty and to ideally to also start help people who are already in fuel poverty.
The challenge for many will be choosing whether to eat or heat their homes. A cost of living crisis that is hitting Britain's poorest families hardest. And that is set to worsen in the weeks and months to come, with further big increases in gas prices guaranteed. Sonia Gallego, Al Jazeera.